My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
I'm going to start this segment off with another segment. I got to confess something, man.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Is this legal?
It is in my book. It's my damn mixtape.
Yeah, talk to him. Let him know.
So, a little backstory, man. I wasn't supposed to be here working today.
That is correct.
I was supposed to be with the Houston Texans and Wade Smith reading some books to some kids.
Yeah.
And long story less long, some stuff happened behind the scenes, behind the curtain, where it had nobody to fill in for me. So, I was on my way to school. I was like 5 minutes away from the school. And I got a call pretty much saying, hey, we probably need you back at the So I had to make a couple calls.
Forget that.
Yeah, forget those kids. I gotta be back. F them kids. You need to run the board, buddy. Nah, but I gotta confess, man, when I found out these kids I was gonna be reading to was like in fifth grade. I got a little worried, man. I'm like, man.
About what?
I'm going to be reading to these kids. I'm like, I don't want to be mumbling and stumbling.
They'll be judging you.
And I get booed off the stage.
They get judgy.
They're still in fifth grade.
Like, fifth
middle
grade
school's
is,
work is bad.
There it is. That's exactly. Yeah. You're about a grade or two off from it being an actual problem.
Fifth grade's a little savage now, man. I'm like, man, this dude can't read. I can read better than that dude.
Yeah, one of the things that is bad, though, is I think fifth graders are just young enough to where the filter is not there yet.
Yeah.
And they will say something that will hurt your feelings. Maybe unintentionally. Maybe not even in the
they will hurt your feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was a little bit nervous, but I'm gonna go next time.
It all worked out.
It all worked out, man.
All right, if you say so.
I'll be back at a school sometime. Hopefully we have somebody to fill in for me.
Okay, yeah.
Next time.
I'll try and make sure to have that.
Yeah, but it's Figgy Smith's tape on Sports Radio 610. Real quick before we get to the greatness of James Earl Jones, who passed away at the age of 93. I got a Figgy stat and info. I came across this. I thought this was super hilarious, man. So Alabama, the University of Alabama, has a cornerback named Devontae Smith.
Oh, wow.
And a linebacker named Justin Jefferson.
Really?
Okay, well, he went to the wrong school.
Just recycling it? All right, so you're telling me that EA Sports College Football, then it's regenerating names, it's reusing names is what you're telling me?
It felt like it, man. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was kind of interesting on the same team, on the defense.
Yeah.
Huh,
I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, man.
But, rest in peace there, James Earl Jones.
Absolutely.
GOAT legend, one of the greatest voices in history to me. And I got a few memorable moments that I can remember James Earl Jones from. And I'm going to start with the first one. Now, let me be clear. Reggie, I don't know if you are you a Star Wars guy?
I'm not a big Star Wars guy myself.
Okay, I'm not either. But somebody posted this yesterday pretty much saying this was one of the greatest scenes in movie history. And I was like, huh. Like, I guess I didn't realize how important this scene was, but this is Darth Vader pretty much saying, I think, I am your father.
Yeah.
If you only knew the power of the dark side, Obi-Wan never told you what father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
Still get chills.
No. It's not true. That's impossible.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
I just want to ask a Star Wars fan, like, how did you feel when you first seen that scene? Because okay. when I seen it, I'm like...
It had to be earth-shattering.
I'm not a Star Wars, in terms of the whole package of Star Wars movies, fan.
Like, were you sitting there like,
but the
holy
first two,
bleep.
Yes. Yes, I was.
That part?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, because, I mean, that was intense, man. And of course, James Earl Jones had a lot to do with that intensity. A
lot of having brought to the situation.
I am the father.
Yeah, it was a shocker.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. So my second one, my next go-to whenever I think about James Earl Jones is obviously Lion King, right?
Yes, Mufasa.
And when I heard this clip again, well, I mean, I watched the movie millions of times, but just hearing this wisdom he was spitting to his son right here, it just, it kind of gave me goosebumps.
That? We're pals, right?
Right.
And we'll always be together, right?
Simba, let me tell you something that my father told me. Look at the stars. The great kings of the past look down on us from those stars.
Really?
Yes. So whenever you feel alone, just remember that those kings will always be there to guide you. And so will I.
Hmm.
That's such crazy, right?
That's such a dad way of answering. Like, just great writing, great score, mind you.
Oh, yeah.
The way that swells is incredible.
My thing is, if I was Simba, I would say...
You didn't answer my question.
We still going to be pals forever, man.
Exactly.
Hey, you ain't say yes or no.
Yeah, well, that's you, though. You picked two good ones, man. That's two of his best clips right there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Yeah. My next one is probably my favorite, one of my favorite movies of all time, man.
I want to see which quote you go with here.
Yeah, it was so many, man.
There's a lot of them.
It was so many, but I went with this one, man. This one just cracks me up so much every time I see this part.
Your Majesty, what are you doing here?
I received your telegram. What is Akeem?
He went out. So how was your flight? Comfortable, I trust?
Your only job was to look after Akeem. How could you let him come to such a pass?
Akeem will not listen to me. He's gone quite mad, Your Majesty.
Sammy, you have disgraced yourself, and you must be punished. You will confine yourself to our royal suite at the Waldorf Astoria. Oh. And see that he puts on some decent attire, and I want you to bathe him thoroughly.
Oh.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty.
All right, I guess I'll do that.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
bathe him thoroughly,
living like a peasant. What's funny is there's very few scenes in which I would say that like somebody stole it from James Earl Jones. However, John Amos as Cleo McDowell in that scene in the house. Yeah, I think
I'm gonna kick your royal ass.
I like when the mom said, "What should say? Put a sock in it.
Yeah, put a sock in it.
Yeah, the boy is in love.
Yeah, I love that movie, man. Yeah. I'm gonna have to go home and watch that movie today. But my last favorite clip, and I actually just ran across this clip. So we've been listening to James Earl Jones for years.
Yes,
and I would say his voice is so distinct and so powerful. I ran across this clip of David Letterman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Had a blast with him by putting him up there and saying some random ass quotes.
It was the top 10?
Yep, his top 10 in his quotes or in his voice, just random ass quotes.
Things that sound cool when spoken by James Earl Jones. Here we go, number 10.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah. Number 9.
Objects in mirror may be closer than they appear. Click here now for the hottest sex sites on the web.
Hey, yo.
You're not fully clean until you're zestfully
clean. Number 4.
You mean I get all these great funk classics on just one CD or cassette?
The number 2 cool thing when spoken by James Earl Jones.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
And the number 1 thing that sounds cool when spoken by James Earl Jones.
Rest in peace to this legend.
Rest in peace to the guy. Like, just the willingness to do that, though.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Some people, you just feel like you know him.
Yeah.
Like, and obviously not even close, but yeah, you do.
The greatest voice of all time, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, shout out to the folks who, I mean, it almost feels tough when you do something like this because people feel shortchanged. The man lived 93 years of age, and he did a lot of things during the course of that, right?
Like, yeah, it was a lot of scenes, a lot of movies I didn't put on this list.
Shout out to Conan, we'd be here all night. Yeah. Conan the Barbarian, someone mentioned Field of Dreams, someone else mentioned The Sandlot, which I know was played earlier as well. Yeah,
I actually got Field of Dreams too, but, you know, time limit. So I ran across this website that came up with, I guess, the most Google searches when it comes to abbreviation.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Just someone's aunt just looking things up. Yeah. Or actually, really, just like parents. Like, what is my teenager saying?
Honestly, I had to look some up a couple times. Like, what did this mean?
Yeah.
But I got the list right here. I'm gonna start from the bottom.
All right.
Okay.
So number 20, FWIW.
For what it's worth.
That's right.
Yep.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
19, YOLO.
We know that one.
18, DM.
Okay.
Yeah, direct message. Got it.
17, TTYL.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, we on the road. 16, TBH.
To be honest.
Oh, to be honest. Yeah.
Yep.
I use that actually a lot.
Yep. Number 15, IG.
Instagram.
No.
Wait, IG?
I don't know IG.
This kind of threw me off too.
Oh, I guess?
I guess, yeah.
I hate
that. That would throw
like
me
that.
Off.
Yeah. Who was just sitting there writing IG?
Wait.
Just... You had an IG.
Yeah, that's like just making those are folks making things.
Stop
short.
Being lazy.
Before you keep going, someone on the 832 pursuant to the James Earl Jones said, "We've got the meat." That's Ving Rhames. What are you doing?
The Arby's commercial?
Yes, that's Ving Rhames. What are we doing?
Yeah. Number 14, OOTD.
I want to see if Lopez.
You know
knows
this one?
Yes, I do. Yeah, this is one of those you got to be on
OOTD?
TikTok. This is TikTok real stuff.
Well, I'm not a TikTok guy.
It's your outfit of the day.
Yep, you got that.
Oh.
Yeah. Outfit of the day, yep. NGL.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Should I know it?
We found your outer bounds. I don't know if you should.
NGL?
Not going to lie.
Oh, Come on.
Not going to lie.
Some of these.
I see that more often.
Yeah. I see that more often. I don't see that one. Like, just don't be so damn lazy.
That one, no, that one is useful. Yeah. And of course, I the ones that are lazy are the ones that I don't do. And the ones that I do are perfectly reasonable.
Yeah. All right. How about this one? Number 12, AFK.
Oh, that's a real, like, internet online. Really gamer.
That's a deep dive?
Not necessarily. Nah,
you got to be a computer person.
Yeah, you got to be in certain spaces, away from computer, or away from keyboard, rather. So, like, this is a lot of gamers and things like that. It's like, hey, letting people know that I'm going to be
I had no shot at that one.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah.
Number 11, LMAO. We got that one. Number 10, HMU.
Oh, yeah.
HMU.
You don't know this.
I feel like I've seen this one, though, but I don't know it.
Hit me up.
Yeah, I have seen it. Okay. Yeah. Because I've had to, what do you mean?
Yeah. This one kind of got me too. IIRC.
Oh, yeah. I use this one quite a bit, actually.
So it's a good one.
It is. It's a little snooty. I'm not going to lie.
What's IIRC?
If I remember correctly.
Yep.
God almighty.
Because not a lot of people talk like that, right? Not a lot of people are like, well, if I recall.
Yeah,
you ain't typing that.
Yeah.
But number 8, IMO.
In my opinion,
yeah.
I like adding the H in there just to, you know, add a little sauce to it. In my humble opinion.
Oh, humble. Okay.
Honest.
Number 7, OFC.
Of course.
Yep, got that one. Number 6, IYKYK.
Oh, that one. Everybody knows
if
that
you
one.
Know, yeah, you know.
Yeah, everybody knows that
yeah.
one.
Number 5, TLDR.
TLDR, you got this one?
Yeah,
this is a Reddit origination.
Okay, yeah. So those like the TikToks and the Reddits are out of my league.
Yeah, I don't see a time in which you would.
You
be
won't
in those
see
spaces.
This.
Yeah.
You won't see this on Twitter.
Too long didn't read, and that started. Basically, it was like, hey, when people were typing out like these big things in the forum, they would help people out by putting on a. All right, if it was too long, you didn't read. Here's the thing, and then that just kind of became a. Hey, this. Is
oh, I get it.
Basically, what we were doing here.
Number 4, FOMO. We got that
okay.
one.
Okay.
Number 3, NSFW.
Oh, nice.
Lopez, no, he got that one. He know that one.
You ain't even let me finish it.
I know that one.
Lopez says, don't pull this up on the computer. That's why.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Keep that on your phone.
Yeah.
All right. The number 2 most searched abbreviation, POV.
Point of view.
That's right.
Yep. And number 1, this is really shocking to me, SMH.
That's searched?
Yep, that's the number 1 search.
Nah, I use that one a lot. Yeah, you're doing it right now.
Yeah,
you're doing it right now.
I thought everybody knew what that was.
Yeah.
Shaking my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those are the top 20, man. Okay. Apparently, a lot of people don't know what SMH is.
Well, I hope that I help some people out. I say like I knew all of these. I hope that we help some folks out there. You know, maybe keep up with what's happening.
Now we're getting a bunch of abbreviations.
KMA. Okay. All right, guys.
KMA.
Let's calm down. All right. That's Figgy's mixtape. You get it every 120 here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610, unless Figgy's out there reading to the babies.
Yeah.
Which could be happening soon. You
or
know?
Or not.
Hey, we got to make it up.
Hey, don't feel great. This ain't babies. They might throw some paper balls at you. You ain't hot.
we'll keep rocking here in the loop. Also, as we continue with the kids read Radiothon, new books is the message to text to 41444 as we continue to try and raise money to create home libraries for the young people of Houston that are disadvantaged economically, and we can make sure that they have literacy as good as anyone else. All right, coming up next, one more segment before we hand off to The Drive with Clinton, Ron, and T-Mill. Let's talk about college football on a Tuesday. Some of the big news and notes from the weekend that was in college football. We'll do that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.